Good afternoon. My name is Jim Danis, and I live in Dalton, New Hampshire, with my wife Sandy, who is in the audience. Susan asked us to talk about a particular alternative for Northern Pass, which is to sight the lines on state-owned transportation corridors, like highways or rail beds, and to look at that alternative in terms of something that the politicians in this room will care deeply about, and that is the revenue potential to the state. Let's back up for a second. Christoph gave us a presentation showing all the different alternatives for Northern Pass. It was missing one that Sandy and I like the best that's called no build. Simply send them back home and don't do it at all. But if for some reason, this thing has to come to New Hampshire, for crying out loud, let's do it in a way that's sensible for the state, that's sensible for the people, and that does the least damage we can. Senator Jeanne Forrester did a great job with her Section 361 commission that came out with two key conclusions. Burying transmission lines, HVDC transmission lines, on state highway rights of way, think Interstate 93 or state roads, or on state rail beds, state-owned rail beds, is, one, technically feasible. It can be done. And so when they say New Hampshire, the Granite State problems, it just ain't so. It can be done. Number two, financially feasible. As Christoph showed, the numbers make sense. So if we have to do this, we know from Senator Forrester's work that there's a way to do it with the least invasiveness to our state. Bury the things where we can't see them on existing state-owned rights of way. Now, here's the opportunity for the public servants in the room. The way Northern Pass is designed right now, Hydro-Quebec would pay an as-yet undisclosed amount to our good friends PSNH to rent the 140 miles of right-of-way that would go south from Lost Nation all the way down to Deerfield. That is a long discussion. We should have it separately, but it is probably part of a bailout strategy for PSNH. As Christoph has alluded, there are huge problems at PSNH at the current time. But let's just think for a second. Why should PSNH get a big slice of the economics of a deal in a way that ruins the vistas in the state if we have to have this deal? And again, we're for no build. But if we have to have this deal, well, let's use the state highways. Now, what does the state get if we use the state highways? The state will get rental revenues. So on your chair, you'll see a little calculation that Susan Chibanoff asked us to make saying, what might those revenues be to the state? To keep all this in context, as everybody knows, the state did not pass the gambling initiative that was proposed to build revenues and did not pass the 12-cent gas tax. The 12-cent gas tax would have provided roughly $80 million a year for the next 10 years. So keep that in mind as we look at the numbers here. The gas tax, which was a big revenue initiative, $80 million a year. So what we did is we said, how could we think about what the state could achieve if we put the line on the state highways and the state got paid rent for that? We looked at three different valuation methods. And let me emphasize, these are not valuation methods you would send your daughter to an investment banking presentation and say, let's do the deal into spaces. These are very preliminary, very rough, very indicative. And so to work them up into something we'd actually use in a formal negotiation would require a lot more work. This is basically meant to just suggest values. So the first thing we did is we looked at the amounts of money that Northern Pass has already paid in Coos County to purchase the existing strips of land for right-of-way. And as you'll see, Northern Pass has paid, well, actually, technically speaking, an affiliate of PSNH and NU has paid somewhere between $1,000 and we put $2,000 per, get this, per linear foot of right-of-way. That much. It's worth $1,000 to $2,000. It actually gets worse. It's sometimes worth up to $4,000. If you take those numbers and you say, what is that value per mile? you'll see that Northern Pass has paid somewhere between $2 million and $5 million a mile to buy up land in Coos County. Well, if they're willing to pay that kind of money to landowners in Coos County, can't we use that as a benchmark to say what they ought to pay the state? Sounds fair to me. And so what we did is we took that benchmark and we said, well, what would that value the entire right-of-way? And we used 200 miles here. If we ran it from Canada all the way down to wherever we hook it in Deerfield or further south, if we used those 200 miles, what would the value of the right-of-way be? Well, sorry, I don't remember. The value of the right-of-way would have a capital value of between $400 million and $1 billion. So again, just keep this in mind. Just using the actual dollars these people have already paid in Coos County to landowners, using the same purchase price and applying it to the state's 200 miles, what's the thing worth up to $1 billion? And Bob Baker's made sure we're being responsible here and not using the highest prices they paid in Coos County, because that would put us, believe it or not, north of $2 billion. But let's just stay with the $1 billion, because it's pretty fun. So how do you save a capital asset worth $1 billion? What should the state get out of that? I won't bore you with the details, but a nice way to look at that is to say that a rental asset generally is worth 5% of the capital value. What's 5% of $1 billion? $50 million a year. So $50 million a year, if the state can't achieve no build, if the state could convince Northern Pass to bury the darn thing on state highways and save our landscapes, $50 million a year. It's a big number. So we use two other methods that you can read at your leisure. We also used a royalty approach, looking at what landowners are getting paid for purposes of the shale oil developments in Pennsylvania or New York. Land, obviously, is where the oil is and the gas is, and so landowners typically get paid 10 to 20% of revenues. We applied that same 10 to 20% of revenues. We took HQ's very most recent 2012 report filed just a couple of weeks ago with the US SEC, strangely called an 18K, and they disclosed what their net revenues were for exports. We took that number, we applied 10 to 20% of it, and you can get up to $90 million a year, $90 million a year if you just use the same royalty structure that you use if you have oil and gas developments in the middle of the country. The low point there is $40 million. Then finally, Susan Chibanoff, where she finds spare time to do research, I have no idea. Susan Chibanoff knew that we were looking at this and went poking around and found that the state of New Jersey has recently gotten somewhat annoyed about the fact that the utility companies down there have been ripping them off for many years and paying them next to nothing to use state highways for their lines. So Susan found a relatively, was it last year? 2 years ago. 2011 update by the state of New Jersey, where they went and they said, what should we do? How should we value our right-of-ways? How should we charge utilities? And the thing is, it came out in 2011, it's being updated again and increased. The bottom line there is that they actually have per square foot charges for use of, like, the New Jersey Turnpike, if you want to bury fiber optic cable there. Well, why can't New Hampshire do the same thing? And so we looked at the values that they used, and their values would put the payment to New Hampshire at up to $45 million a year. Again, I emphasize, these are indicative numbers only. If you were to call us to say, make a professional valuation, we'd have to do an awful lot more work. But we want to plant the seed with the senators and representatives and other elected officials in this room that if we have to have this thing, let's do it on terms that work for New Hampshire, and let's take that money for the state and not give it to PSNH. Thank you.